The love of God is greater far than tongue pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest high and reaches to the lowest end. The guilty prayer, the guilty prayer, oh, bow down with care. God gave his son to win. Oh, his erring child, he reconciled, oh, and pardoned from, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, love of God, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. Oh, it shall forevermore endure. Oh, the saints and angels song. Oh, when glory time shall pass away, and glory time, oh, glory time shall pass away, and earthly throne, and kingdoms fall, and kingdoms fall. When man who yeah, when man who yeah, refuse to pray, refuse to pray on rocks and hills, on rocks and hills, oh, and mountains go. God's love so sure, God's love so sure, oh, shall still endure. Oh, all measureless and strong. Oh, redeeming grace to Adam's race. Oh, the saints and angels song. Oh, love of God, oh, love of God, how rich and pure. Oh, how measureless and strong. Oh, it shall forevermore and you, the saints and in the saints and in angel song. Could we be in the ocean field? Could we were in? Could we were in? Oh, and were the skies of parchment made? Oh, where every stone, oh, made a quill, oh, and every man ascribed by dream. To write the love, to write the love, to write the love of God above. It will drain the ocean dry. Oh, now could the has grown, my cool has grown, can't tame. Oh, those red from sky. Oh, to sky. Oh, love of God. Oh, love of God. How rich and pure. How rich and pure. How measure. Oh, how measure. And strong, it's our forever, it's our for, oh, it's our forevermore. Oh, the saints and angels, oh, love of God, oh, love of God. And pure, how measureless, how measureless, oh, and strong, it's our forever, it's our forever, it's our forevermore, and you, oh, the saints and Jill's song. Or if I live a holy life, oh, shun the wrong and do the, or I know the Lord will make a way for me. Oh, if I live, or if I live the holy life, oh, sound the wrong and do the right. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Oh, yes, for me. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Or if I live, or if I live a holy life, oh, and shun the wrong and do the right, oh, I know the Lord will make a way for. Or if I live, or if I live a holy, oh, and shun the wrong and do the right. Oh, I know the Lord will make a way for me. Oh, yes, for I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live, or if I live, oh, shine the wrong and do the right. Lord Jesus, I bless you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, that's our faith tonight, Lord. We know the Lord Jesus, you are the way. Oh, you are the truth, you are the life. And Father, we know that tonight, even as we have come to your presence, Lord, there is a way for us, O God. And that there's something good in store for us, Lord. Father, our faith is so holding on to your word, O God, this very moment, Lord. Knowing that, Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for the day so far, Lord. We thank you for the mercies you have given to us from our various homes. We thank you for the sustaining power you've given to us. You fed us
You've clothed us, O Lord. How we appreciate you, Lord. Father, we give all the glory to you this moment, Lord. Even as we have come, Lord, we know that, O Lord, we will never go back the same. So, Lord Jesus, even as your servant, Lord, I stand here, O God. I stand not to be seen, Lord. And I stand not to be heard, Lord. Father, come, take your place amongst us, Lord Jesus, and speak to us, Lord. And even today, Lord, we want to bring our request before you, Lord. Father, we need that inspiration, Lord Jesus, that to lift us higher and bring us, Lord, closer, Lord, that our utterances and, Father, our prayer, O Lord, will be according to what, Lord, you have planned for us, you've ordained for us, Lord, that we ask the right thing, O God, to glorify your name. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we are standing, let's quickly turn to John 5. And we shall read from 1 to 9. And then we read 18 and 19 of that same chapter. But meanwhile, I want to welcome our precious brother, Jonathan. You're welcome. Oh, God, richly bless you. Amen. John 9. We shall read first 1 to 9, and then we will jump to 18 and 19. That is exactly how the prophet read the message, read the scripture for that message. Let's hear the word of God. Today we are going to the pool of Bethesda. Amen. We are going to the pool of Bethesda this evening. Praise God. Let's hear the word of God. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Amen. Amen. Whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Amen. Amen. And immediately, the man was made whole. Amen. Amen. And took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Let's go to verse 18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal to God.
Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, which the prophet said, Absolutely, absolutely, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, oh, this your word, and every word we know that, Lord Jesus, it has already been inspired. And it's always profitable for your children, O God. And tonight is no exception, Lord. Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, your word of life is purposely for us, O God. Father, break this word for us. And Father, inspire us through this word, O God, for us to pray tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. We thank God for yet another moment like this to be in his presence. Amen. So what we have read, let's just go through our text and then we can see what we have tonight. He said, after these, there was a feast. There was a feast in Jerusalem. And so Jesus also went to Jerusalem. Praise God. And in Jerusalem, said there was a pool by the sheep market. And this pool, in Hebrew language, is called Bethesda, which has the word five porches. As if porches are something like a gate or a door that is covered. So five porches to this pool. Amen. That's five entrances to this pool. And we know five already is what? Grace. Amen. And then he said, in there lay what? A great multitude. Praise God. A great multitude of what? Impotent folks. Blind. Halt. Halt means lame people. Blind, halt, withered. That means all types of what? Sicknesses and diseases and troubles and everything. Because it was what? A great multitude. Waiting for the moving of the water. Oh my. Waiting for the moving of the water. And he said, an angel will come down. Not every day. Take notice of that. Not every day. But at a certain season. Amen. So the prophet said it could be 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 months. Praise God. At a certain season, the angel will come down. So you don't know when he will be coming down. And so what do you think these people would be? They will always be what? Vigilant. Praise God. If only you want to be healed, you'll be very vigilant watching. Amen. Watching the pool. Praise God. Because you want your healing. You don't want to stay there for that long. And you don't know the season that the angel will come down and trouble the pool. And so you'll be vigilant watching. You want to be the first to step in. Oh, praise God. And he said a certain man was there, and he had infirmities for what? 38 years. 38 years. Had infirmity. Oh, my. And Jesus saw him lie. Amen. And knew that he has been there for what? A long time in that case. Praise God. So Jesus went to him and said, do you want to be healed? He said, why not? Amen. Amen. Praise God. But the problem is that, sir, you know, I don't have anyone. See, it has been what? Maybe family members who are strong. Huh? Amen. They are around their sick relative. Praise God. So When it comes, it's worth real fight, pushing one another. And this man said, I have no one. Amen. To take me toward to the pool. So anytime I make an attempt, already, oh, someone is already in. Praise God. It was a desperate moment. Desperate time over there. Amen. Desperate time. So Jesus just said, rise. I don't think he shouted, rise, but he said, rise. Amen. Take up thy bed. Praise God. And walk. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, rise. Take up thy bed. And walk. Amen. Yes, sir. And he said, immediately the man was made whole and took his bed and walked. On that same day was Sabbath. And you know, this is a hypocrite. Amen. The Pharisees and the Jews, the hypocrites. Know how sometimes, one time, Jesus just cornered them. When his disciples went and break the ear of corn to eat on the day of Sabbath. Ah! When the disciples would not wash their hands. Ah! Always. Praise God. Said, how many among you that on the day of Sabbath your sheep is gotten lost, you not go and look for him? Tell me. And they couldn't answer. Praise God. Hypocrites. And here they question him. And they got angry more and more. But the most important thing is what we are looking at, the answer that Jesus gave to them. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. We will come to that. Amen. So, tonight, what we see is that this is one of the great, great stories in the Bible. Amen. An angel coming down, to trouble the poor and providing what? Healing power to the sick and to the needy. Amen. So, one of the great, great stories in the Bible. And the prophet said, and how appropriate it is tonight to see the same angel return in another manner upon man, troubling what waters. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That same said, how appropriate it is tonight to see the same angel. Amen. Yes, sir. It's here tonight. Amen. To trouble what? The waters. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. And that is his word. As you are hearing, being troubled, praise God for you, for me, to get into it. Oh, yes, sir. It provided what? It provided healing power to the sick and to the needy. Amen. And the prophet said, and what a privilege for us to step into the waters of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The waters of Holy Ghost is being troubled tonight. Amen. And he said, what a privilege for us to step into all the waters of the Holy Spirit tonight to receive our healing and request. Praise God. Oh Lord, glorify thy name. Our faith knows one thing. God says so, and that settles it. Amen. Praise God. Grant it, Father, that each one will be healed of whatsoever disease they have tonight. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, sir. Now, let's look at one thing here. Why tonight we are just a privileged people. Let's look at one thing tonight here. Now, the pool of Bethesda, the healing was what? Limited. Yes, sir. Amen. I want to hear amen. Amen. The healing was what? Limited. Amen. To only one person. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The pool of Bethesda.
Amen.
Healing was not limited to only one person.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But tonight, oh, the troubling of the holy water's water, the Holy Ghost's water, mine is not limited.
Amen.
It's not limited.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's not limited. The basis of it is to whom that will believe.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
As many that will believe, as many that will receive, to them is given power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
It's not limited tonight, my brother.
Amen.
But the pool of Bethesda, the healing was limited to one person at a time. Yes, sir. But when the Holy Ghost water is troubled and you step in by faith, it's what? As many. As many. All things are possible to them that will believe tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And the prophet said, we are so thankful tonight that it is not limited to just one. But whosoever will, let him come and drink the waters of life freely.
Amen.
We thank thee, oh Father. Help us tonight as we minister, oh Lord, to the sick, to the needy. Amen.
Amen.
He said the Holy Spirit that was upon Jesus is on this church tonight.
Amen.
And moving in the same manner. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
As the robe of Elijah fell upon Elijah.
Amen.
The same thing also. When Jesus was going, his robe fell upon the church.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Amen.
And when the robe fell upon Elijah, it was a double what?
Amen.
A double portion. So when the robe of Jesus Christ, also when he was going, fell upon on the day of Pentecost, it is what? Double work.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why he said, the things that I do, shall ye do also, even greater.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. A double portion. Praise God.
Amen.
And we could see that when Jesus himself was walking amongst them, what happened? He healed only one person. While there were what? Great multitude. He healed only one. And he said, until the Father does it, I cannot do anything. And whatever the Father does, that's what I do. And so the Father did only one healing, and that is it all. The Father in him did all what? One person healing, only one. But he could have what? Healed everybody. With just one word. Receive your healing, all gathered here, and it will happen. But it was limited to one. Oh, yes, sir. There must be a purpose for it. Praise God. My brother, tonight, oh, the pool of the Holy Ghost, when it is stirred up, when it is troubled, it is not limited. That's where we now holding on to. Amen. Oh, the rope fell on the day of Pentecost. That brought the glory back to his people. But God lives in his church. And his spirit moves upon his people. Praise God. Now, here the prophet in the message book, The Pool of Bethesda, preached in Cleveland, 1950. Paragraph 5. He said, when Jesus Christ came to the pool of Bethesda, in him was feelings of compassion. For he was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And he loved the people. But when he came to that pool, where approximately, I would say when the Bible said great multitudes, there would be no less than what? 10,000. Could you imagine? See, 10,000 people lying there. And that was halt, blind, lame, withered, all kinds of conditions like that. And here came Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. And he was what? God on earth. God on earth. Praise the Lord. See, that was the thing, the Jews and the Pharisees. See, brethren, they knew when somebody says, God is my Father. Or when somebody says, I'm the Son of God. They understood it. They knew it. Because, let's look at the scripture. Verse 18 again. Verse 18. They knew it. So, brethren, the revelation, you see, the Jews today, when they look at the Christian world and how they have made it Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they laugh at you people all the time. Amen. Praise God. Verse 18. So therefore, the Jews sought, as John 5, 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. See. So whenever someone says, I am the Son of God, or God is my Father, hey, what are you saying? That means you are God walking what? Walking on earth. Praise God. Because you have equaled yourself with God, that means God is living in you. Praise God. You see, that is the reason. See, that, thank God that before we were all taken along by what? This Trinity. Oh, but praise be to God. This revelation. Oh, praise God. Oh, when the days of the seventh angel, when he begins to what? Sound. Every mystery of God must be what? Must be finished. This is one of the mysteries. Praise God. See, this is one of the mysteries, because all of us were lost. Myself, I was baptized in Father, Son, Holy Ghost in Presbyterian Church. Amen. I quite remember that time. I didn't know even my left from my right. Praise God. I was baptized. These are all what the revelation we thank God that he has revealed to us. Amen. So, they knew who he was. And so the prophet was saying here that he was God on earth. He was God in the flesh. Amen. As 1 Timothy 3:16 says, that without controversy, great is the mystery of what? Of God. For God was manifested in what? In the flesh. So he was God. That he could have healed everyone. Because he had the power. He is the creator. He is the one. Life is in his hands. Lazarus, come forth. And someone that has been dead 4 days and corruption has already set in, came back to life again. Oh, if you wouldn't believe me, look at the works. It tells where I come from. It tells who is in me. Amen. So he was God, and he could have healed everyone. Multitude of people got just there. Amen. And the prophet said, he walked by the pool. Amen. He walked by the pool. And tonight, amen. The scripture tells us he walks in the midst of his church. Yes, sir. Praise God. Here he walked by the pool of Bethesda. But to us, he said, he walks in the midst of his church. So he's here tonight. My brother, that's what the scripture says. Praise God. I am he that was and that is. Oh, God Almighty. Praise the Lord. And I walk in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Oh, hallelujah. So he's walking here. But here, look at what is written. He walked by the pool and saw the great multitude of people bound by the devil, blind, halt, withered, twisted, lying there, waiting maybe a year after year, waiting for that angel to come out of heaven to trouble what? The water. Oh my, the condition and the situation of the people was so pathetic, my brother. Amen. But why Jesus, God, walking on earth, would not heal these people? Praise God. And even he coming out, he's the same power that troubles the water. Now he comes out personally. And now he that also, he healed only one person. Oh, yes, sir. He said, and when Jesus passed by there, he saw that great multitude. Doesn't it seem like a humor that with all the powers of God in him, I believe that he could have healed every one person there. Don't you believe that tonight? Amen. That he could heal everyone here tonight. I believe he could do that. Amen. But do you believe? Instead of speaking or saying anything to them, he healed one man. And even that man wasn't a cripple. A man that had infirmity for 38 years. He healed him and walked away. And left the great multitudes of people lying there. Of lame, blind, halt, withered. Why? Amen. Look at it. Went to just that one man. Will that be healed? He said, sir, you know, I don't have anyone. He said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And now the Jews came chasing him. Jesus would not do anything but defy what the Father does. Praise God. So what can we say? That's some kind of a limitation. Whereas he could do it. But he waits until the Father works before he will also work. Amen. And the Father did work on just one man and left the great multitude. You see? Ah. My. He passed only one person. Then the question is why? Amen. The question is why? Now the answer, my brother, my sister, listen. Because, amen, because God was leaving that work for you and me. Praise God. God was leaving that work for you and me. Yes, sir. That's why he said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. Now you see, the work is now is for us to do. Praise God. That's why he said, the works that I do shall ye do also, but greater works than this you will do. Amen. Just like Elijah's robe fell upon Elisha for a double portion of that power. Same also when the robe of Jesus Christ fell upon the day of Pentecost. It's a double portion of work. Amen. The same work that he did. Amen. He said, go into the in my name shall thou cast out devils and shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink even any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Said, they shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. And so, my brother, the work is on our heart, is on our court now. Amen. And he said again in John 14:12-14. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye ask, listen, verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Anything you will ask, I will do it, because now is your work to do. Praise God. Greater work than I did, you are going to do now. Yes, sir. Praise God. And verse 14 said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, he repeated it again the second time, I will do it. My brother, look at it closely here. Verse 13, he repeated it, my brother, take notice of that. Amen. Verse 13, he repeated it. There is something there. Amen. Amen. There is something there. He said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do. Amen. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Then he comes to verse 14 and repeated it again, my brother, my sister. Amen. If ye shall ask anything in my name again, I will do it. Amen. Praise God. Yes, now I hear the amen. Amen. Yes, sir. The first I didn't hear it. Then it don't work. Amen. Yes, sir. My brother, the amen is very important. Amen. When you say it, it is for you. Amen. Already it becomes your possession. Amen. Because you have what? You have agreed upon God's word. Amen. Yes, sir. You know one thing. Why it is our work now? Because it says, all that was in God, he poured into Christ. Amen. And all, not some, amen, but all that was in Christ, amen, he poured into the church. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, praise God. And we come, then the prophet said here in paragraph 13, and he said, and we come to you tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I said, and we come to you tonight in the omnipotent name of thy Son Jesus, who suffered at Calvary and there shed his blood freely, won the victory all over death and sin and sorrow and sickness, committing into the hands of the church. Amen. Jesus did what? He won the victory over death. Praise God. He won the victory over death when he resurrected. Praise God. And it was after the resurrection. Wasn't it after the resurrection when he told them to go to the upper room? Praise God. He was going to bring what? All what was in him into the church. And here the prophet is saying, he won the victory over all death, sin, sorrow, sickness, committing it into the hands of the church. After 50 days later, the power of the Holy Ghost that he promised came upon the people. Amen. Oh, praise God. So, my brother, what is it? Tonight, it is in our hands. It's in our hands tonight. Amen. The rope has fallen upon us. And when the rope came into the hands of Elisha, oh, yes, sir. Aha. You know, we have heard all the time how Elisha would not even take his eyes out from, because Elijah have told him, if you see me going, then you receive what you want, you are looking for. That double portion. If you see me going. So anytime Elijah wants to distract his attention, he says, oh, I won't turn my face. I won't turn left or right. I will look at you. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to. Nothing is going to distract my attention. Amen. Praise God. I'm so vigilant looking unto you. That was happening in the pool of Bethesda. And my brother, now, that power, that pool, Holy Ghost, what we need to do, to look on it, my brother.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Not to turn away, left or right. Yes, sir.
He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall you do also.
So now, it's in our hands, brother. That power is in our hands. He said, when Elijah, he repeated it again. When Jesus was going, the robe of the Holy Spirit fell upon the church at Pentecost to do the same work, even greater. And I'm thinking tonight of Elijah. Oh, yes, sir. And Elisha. When Elisha got what? The robe. Oh, yes, sir. When he focused on Elijah. And so when he was going, when the robe fell upon him. Oh, yes, sir. He put the robe upon his shoulder. And I can tell you, my brother. Oh, yes, sir. He was filled with confidence. Yes, sir. And now he came to Jordan. He came to Jordan. An obstacle in front. He hasn't got a boat. This is not the time he's going to look for a boat to cross Jordan. Oh, yes, I took this in. Oh, yeah. And smash it. Where is the God of Elijah? Oh, and the word. Jordan had to give way. My brother, tonight, if you would take it and smash the enemy. Amen. He has to give way. Yes, sir. He has to give way. Whatever it is, my brother, it has to give way. Let's take the robe of Jesus Christ as he threw it to the day of Pentecost, that same power. And tonight, let's strike the enemy. Strike that obstacle. Strike that door that is closed. Praise God. God bless you for the amen. Because it has to open. Yes, sir. Said Elisha could pick up Elijah's robe and walk down the river Jordan, double of it, smite Jordan, and scream, where is the God of Elijah? Oh, yes, sir. And he said, tonight, I wonder how it is that the church is afraid after the robe of the Holy Spirit has fallen upon us. Why should the church be afraid? After the robe of the Holy Ghost has fallen upon us. Oh, my brother, my sister. He said, take it up. And you also say, where is the God that was in Jesus? Boom! Praise God. Because Jesus' robe, that reward, fell upon us on the day of Pentecost. So take that robe, which is the Holy Ghost, tonight, and bless your way.
Amen.
Yes, sir, with faith upon your heart. And he said, oh God, grant tonight that men will wrap themselves with his righteousness.
Amen.
And walk forward, challenging. Standing as soldiers of the cross, men and women who love God and willing to make a sacrifice. Oh, yes, sir. He's here tonight. Yes, sir. Praise God. Take up the coat of the Holy Ghost, the robe of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, now the prophet started asking, oh, for the Lord. He said, and may your gift come down. Amen. Lord, tonight, upon your humble people, praise God. Oh, may your gift come down now, Lord. oh, tonight upon your people. And may it be a night of all nights. Oh, yes, sir. The prophet praying now. May be a night of all nights. May signs and wonders be done that to shut the mouth of the adversary.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. May it bring glory to the people of God. May the Holy Spirit catch and hold every heart tonight. May their lives be filled tonight. And may their bodies be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, brother, my sister. Tonight he is here. Let's take the robe of the Holy Ghost now. Praise the Lord. The waters of the Holy Ghost. It is not limited to one person. Amen. As many that will believe. Tens of tens of tens of tens of thousands. Millions. Praise God. As many that will believe tonight. The waters of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Has already been troubled. Has it not been troubled tonight? Oh, it's the time for us to step in now. And claim whatever we are looking for. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. He said, when you are fighting, you are challenging the enemy. He said, don't look at his appearance. Don't look at the condition. Amen. Don't look at it. Look at the promise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't look at his appearance. Don't look at all the troubles he has what? Given unto you. Because it is the devil that's trying to come with what? Doubts upon your mind. Don't look tonight. Don't look. Amen. Don't consider whatever has been all your adversary. Don't look at it. Don't consider it. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Just like David. When he was going to fight Goliath, oh, praise the Lord. When he got to the camp and he saw the man standing there boasting, he didn't look at all what he was wearing. No, sir, but what? All the people, all the children of Israel were looking at how he's dressed and how he's right and everything, and all of them has called. Oh, praise the Lord. They were looking at what? His appearance. They were looking at how he was standing, so mighty, so great, all over dressed with mighty brass armor. Oh, yes, sir. That was judgment anyway to him, wearing that kind of dress. Amen.
Amen.
All brass. That was judgment already upon him, according to Revelation. Praise God. And when David went to the camp, he didn't look at that man's appearance. He just said, but who is that man? He said, that is the Philistines. They are champion. Oh, they are champion. And you people are seated here for this man to defile the armies of the living God. Oh my. They were looking at what? His appearance. My brother, tonight, don't look at the appearance. Don't look at the condition. Don't look. Look at the promise.
Amen.
Amen. Just like David, what did he say? Say, you. You come to me with all your sword, your accoutrements, and this and that and that. Oh, yes, sir. But I come.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord of hosts. Yes. And tonight I will kill you, cut off your head.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
That's it, my brother, my sister. He wasn't looking at how big he was, how tall, how he was dressed. Amen. He was looking at the name.
Amen.
He was looking at the name. Yes, sir. That's the word, the power that has been poured upon the church. It's in your hands, my brother. It's in your hands. It's in my hands tonight. Oh, to claim all that we have. Praise the Lord. You see, some trust in, as the scripture says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we, amen, will remember the name of the Lord God. Some will trust in chariots, some in horses. Amen. They will look at those things. And when you look at those things, my brother, doubts will come in. And when doubts come in, faith goes away. Praise the Lord. Because faith and doubt cannot work together. Amen. Amen. Darkness had to go for light to come. So my brother, let every doubt, don't look at anything. No, sir. Don't look at it. But look at the promise. Look at what? Christ Jesus tonight. Take the robe of the Holy Ghost. And beat your way out tonight. How many believe that? Amen. Oh, suddenly that you have any song for us as we get ourselves into prayer tonight. Amen. Ah, do you love him? Do you believe it? Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Ah, tonight, I'm so much inspired that I'm holding on to the robe of the Holy Ghost tonight. Ah, that has to give way. No amount of Jordan, even if it has been overflown his bank, I'm not looking at it. Praise God. Just like what Joshua also said, you take the ark of God and move forward. Tomorrow, we are crossing this Jordan. Amen. Amen. Not looking at what, whatever be it. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, even when he was fighting and it was getting late, oh, the sun was going down. Oh, he said, hey, you sun, stay over Gibeon. Oh, you moon, stay in the valleys of Ajalon until I finish this, my enemies. Oh, yes, sir, we have that authority tonight. Amen. We have that power tonight. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. That the pool, our pool of Bethesda, our own pool of Bethesda, it is the pool of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Whereby it is not limited to only one person. Praise God. But as many that will believe, as many that will receive. Oh, yes, sir. Why can't you now jump into that pool, oh, of the Holy Ghost? And what? And be cleansed of anything that you are looking for. And kill every fetish of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
In this song, Jesus breaks every fetter.
Shall we stand?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus break every fetter. Oh, Jesus break, oh, every fetter. Oh, Jesus break.
Now,
on the altar, oh, I'm there.
I am now.
I'm now on the altar. I'm on now.
I am now
on the altar. Oh, which was made for me. Oh, Jesus breaks.
Jesus breaks.
Oh, every fetter. He breaks.
Oh, Jesus breaks.
He breaks.
Oh, every fetter.
Oh, Jesus breaks.
Jesus breaks.
Oh, every
fetter.
Oh, and he set me free. I will never doubt him.
I will never
But thou, my Savior,
yes,
thou never
I'll
thou, my Savior,
Lord,
I will never die, my Savior, for He blesses me, oh Jesus, brave,
oh Jesus, brave, yes. Yes.
Every
feather,
oh, he prays.
Jesus,
Jesus,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have broken every fetters of the
oh,
enemy.
Jesus,
oh,
Jesus,
yes, we believe it tonight, Lord.
He's every feather, oh, and he says, me free. Oh, I'll rest on his promise.
I will rest.
Oh, on his promise. I'll rest on it. Oh, I will rest. I'll rest on his promise. Oh, I will rest on his promise.
Yes, rest on it.
Which was
rest
given to me. Oh, Jesus, break.
Oh, Jesus, break. Thank you, Lord.
It's every fetter. Oh, he breaks.
Oh, Jesus,
break. He breaks. Oh, every
oh,
I'm fetter tonight. Oh, Jesus,
break.
He breaks.
Oh,
every
fetter,
oh, and he set me free on the other side,
on the other side of Jordan,
in the sweet fields, tree of life is blooming. Oh, there is rest for me. Oh, Jesus,
breathe. Oh, Jesus, breathe.
Oh,
every feather.
Oh, Jesus, Lord,
Jesus,
Lord. Oh, every
fire.
Jesus,
breathe. We are looking at the promise tonight.
We don't doubt upon our hearts. Here we come.
We are looking, Lord, at the promise tonight. There is no doubt upon our hearts. Lord Jesus, tonight we take the robe of the Holy Ghost now. Oh, to pave the way, to break the way, to break the doors open, to break every fetters. Oh, to set us free. Now, here we come, Lord. Now we believe the Lord Jesus. Oh, you are here. Oh, walking in the midst of your church. You are close to us here now. And so, Lord, you know every request. Amen. You know every heart tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we believe your word. And Father, without doubt, Lord Jesus, we know that tonight, as the prophet said, it will be a night of all nights. Amen. And we believe the Lord Jesus.
Mm.
Thank you for setting me free, Father. Thank you for breaking the boundaries, Lord. And thank you for setting me free, shackles, Lord. And chains, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for. Our song leader will give us that song now.
Oh, when the Savior calls,
I will answer.
Oh, when he calls for me,
oh, I will hear.
Oh, I will hear.
When the Savior,
I will ask,
I'll be somewhere, listen for my name.
I'll be somewhere,
I'll be somewhere,
listen,
I'll be somewhere,
listen.
I'll be somewhere,
listening for my name,
for my name.
I'll be somewhere, listening. I'll be somewhere, listening. I'll be somewhere,
listening for my name.
Oh,
if my heart is right,
when it calls
me, if my heart is right,
or I will hear. Oh,
if my heart is right,
calls me,
I'll be somewhere,
listening for my name.
Oh, I'll be somewhere,
listening.
I'll be somewhere,
listening.
I'll be somewhere.
Listen
for my name.
I'll be somewhere. Listening,
I'll be somewhere.
Listening,
I'll be somewhere.
Listening
for my name.
Oh, if my robe,
is wider,
oh, when it calls me,
if my robe is wider,
I will hear.
Oh, if my robe is wider,
when it calls me,
I'll be somewhere, listen for my name.
Or I'll be somewhere,
listen,
I'll be somewhere, listen
for my name.
For my precious name, I'll be somewhere,
listening.
I'll be
somewhere.
Now,
church, let us now pray and commit all our children into the hands of the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we know how the world is so wicked out there. We must always continuously be praying for them. We shouldn't relent in any way. Always, every minute, every second, let us always remember our children in prayer. Let's remember them. That the Lord, even if they are out, the Lord brings them in. And the ones that are growing, that they will not go out. That they will continually be in the presence of the Lord. Let's remember the children in the house into the hand of the Lord now. Oh, Heavenly Father. Even Father, we commit Lord Jesus. We pray the Lord. Even if our children, Lord, they have not yet come in. The world is still holding them. Lord, we know that you can turn the light. You can turn every situation. Whatever situation they find themselves, whatever powers they see themselves, Lord, you are more than able. You are more than able, Lord, to turn their life again. To turn them, Lord. Father, wherever they are, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, let something happen. Something happen in their lives. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ for the life of my younger brothers and sisters that are still outside, that are still in the hands of the world. Oh, Lord, tonight, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful, Lord. Father, I pray thee, be merciful, Lord Jesus. And let something happen in their life, Lord. And Father, we want to commit the young ones, the little ones that are growing. The Lord, they will never, ever, fall out. The Lord, they will continue in your presence, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That's our plea tonight. That's our plea tonight, Lord. For our children, Lord. Be merciful, O God. Help, Lord. We come against every powers of the enemy that's holding any of them. We come against, Lord, any high thing that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God in their lives. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, bring them, Lord, under your obedience. Bring them under your obedience, Lord. I pray thee, Lord, we come against every high thing that has, Lord, exalted itself in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bring those things down. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Let us remember now the church, our pastor, the ministry, the offices, day in, day out, that the Lord will always minister to them and bring that revelation onto the church. And the same also, committing every parent here in this church into the hands of the Lord. That the Lord will grant them the wisdom, the courage, the way to bring up, to man the house, to man every situation. And Father, even Lord Jesus, even as we stand before you tonight, we want to come against every high thing that has exalted itself against any family. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bring them under the obedience of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray, committing our pastor, the officers, and all parents, mothers, fathers. Let's all pray for one another now. Let's go on. Let's pray. Let's pray, brethren. Let's pray. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands, O God. Father, we know the Lord Jesus. Oh, God, this church, Lord Jesus, is in your hands, O God. Father, we pray against the Laodicea spirit, Lord. We pray against the world that will come in. Father, we commit a person to your hand. The Lord Jesus, you will always, O God, be with him, combining, O God, work and the word of God. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, you always grant him, Lord. Bring him right in your presence every day, O God. And Father, feed him, Lord. Let your spirit, Lord Jesus, always hold him. Grant him, Lord Jesus, the wisdom of God. Oh, to lead your church, O God. And Father, the ministry here, Father, we pray the Lord, it to continually, Lord, to be under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Same also, Lord Jesus, we want to commit, Lord, all knowing that, Lord Jesus, our fathers here, Lord, mothers, Lord, I commit all of them into your hands. That, Lord, whatever we are looking, they are looking for in their homes, Lord Jesus, coming against the spirit of the enemy, principalities, powers, sickness, whatever be it, Lord, every home, Lord Jesus, that your pillar of fire, oh, will rest upon every home, Lord. Oh, bring every home, Lord, under the same Holy Spirit of God. Bring every home, Lord, under the power of the Holy Ghost. Let your every home, Lord, be, oh Lord Jesus, a place where, oh God, you always love to be. Father, sustain every home. Sustain every home. Oh, protect every home. Keep every home safe. Let every home be on fire. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, I believe, Lord. Yes, I believe.
Oh, yes, I believe. Yes,
I believe.
Oh, yes, I believe. Oh, yes,
I believe. All things are possible. Oh,
all things are possible.
Yes, yes, I believe. Oh, yes,
I believe.
We ask our precious brother Wilmore to come and close us in prayer. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
That tonight, oh, the Lord has broken every fetters.
Amen.
That's where our faith lies. Amen. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we have received it. We thank you, God, that you have done it for us.
Amen.
Precious brother, come and give us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, once more, Lord, we would like to thank you tonight.
Yes.
You are indeed a merciful and kind God unto us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we have heard your word, Lord, and your word has come and it has changed something within us.
Amen.
For we can tell, Lord, from the moment that we walked in here and in this very moment that there's something different.
Yes, Lord.
That you have raised us up, Lord, from a place where we were tired from all the work of this week. And we are now standing in a place, Lord, where we don't even want to go home.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for it can only be you that has changed us on the inside.
Amen.
And Father, it is the power of your word that is transforming us in this manner.
Amen.
Lord, as we have made prayer, Lord, even for the children in our midst,
yes,
we pray, O God, that Father, O Lord, you'd fill us with such love and wisdom, Lord.
Yes.
That, Lord, O God, we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy.
Amen.
For we see that the enemy is now roaring like a lion, Lord,
yes,
trying to devour these little ones that are in our midst. Not only them, but even us, O God.
Yes.
He is changing his tactics, Lord, and they are becoming more and more lethal every
Amen.
Hour.
Yes.
But we are thankful for a God that knows his children.
Amen.
We are thankful for a God, Lord, that has made provision for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
For indeed, you said, when the enemy comes in like
oh,
a flood,
yes, Lord,
you will raise a standard.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And today, Father, we want to thank you for raising the standard, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and help us, Lord, that we may be sensitive enough, Lord, to respond to this standard that has been raised,
Amen.
To stand up for our families, to stand up
yes,
for
Lord,
our children, that when the enemy comes with a boast, Lord, we may take that mantle
Amen.
Of Elijah that has been thrown upon us, Lord, and beat upon the place, Lord,
Amen.
And call upon the God of Elijah,
Amen.
Lord, and that the Red Sea or the River Jordan may open once again.
Amen.
For you are the same God as you were yesterday,
yes,
and we are believing for every situation in our midst
Amen.
That there is nothing too hard for you,
Amen.
That you correct every situation. Lord, even in our midst is standing people that are witnesses, Lord, to the power of healing.
Yes.
For indeed,
Amen.
On Sunday, our sister Gloria was
yes,
sick,
Lord.
Yet she's standing
Amen.
Here with us, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for that, Lord.
Amen.
Even on Sunday, our sister, Lord, our sister Patience, the enemy tried to attack her. Lord, oh God, you have raised up a standard.
Amen.
For we see her in our midst that you have healed, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let it be something that would encourage any person that could be sick in this place, that when we would meet for the next service, they too will be well. For you are the same that has healed these people, and we know you continue to heal us, not only in our bodies, Lord, but we pray at this hour that you touch us in our souls, Lord, that you restore something in us, Lord. May you put a fire in there, Lord, that cannot be quenched by anything else but by the word of God.
Amen.
Lord, may you
yes,
put a fire, Lord,
Amen.
That would start a revival going
yes,
in our
Lord.
Hearts,
Amen.
A revival
yes,
going in our families,
Amen.
A revival going in our midst. That, Lord, when we would meet, Lord, things would begin to happen.
Amen.
Lord, we are desiring for it in this hour.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, won't you grant it, Father? For we know it's your will also.
Yes,
Lord, for you said you would restore what the enemy
Amen.
Has stolen.
Amen.
And Father, we feel it, Lord,
Amen.
That something is moving, Lord. Lord, in
yes,
the spiritual
Lord,
realms, we
you,
may not know what yet, Lord,
yes, Lord.
But whatever it is,
yes,
we say, oh God, continue leading
Amen.
Us, Father.
Yes,
we want to go to wherever you are leading us,
Lord,
oh God.
Lord.
Bless every brother, bless every sister. Lord, bless every child that's in our midst. Yes, even Lord. The brethren that were not here today. Yes. Father, we commit them to you, Lord, yes, asking Lord. That, Lord, they may also receive of your word tonight, yes, Father. Amen. Lord, we pray and commit our pastor to you.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Him, Lord. Amen. Continue to use him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, continue to bring your word to him, Lord, that he may Amen. Speak unto your people and continue to lead us, Father.
Amen.
Bless every brother and sister supporting in the ministry. Lord, help us that we may strengthen one another's
yes,
arm,
Lord.
Father, oh God, not to weaken it, Lord, but to strengthen. Bless our brother Maxwell. We commit him to you. Lord, lead him and guide him. Strengthen him, oh God, for his labor of love for your people. We ask, Lord, that you would give him, Lord, the desires of his heart, Lord. I pray also for our brother Maxwell Jr., leading in the songs. Bless him also, Lord, and restore strength unto him. Lord, and all our brethren that are here, Lord, that have made tonight possible, may you bless them. And those that could not make it because of work, remembering even our brother George, Lord. Father, that, Lord, you may bring him away from the yoke of the enemy, Lord, and set him free. Lord, that his desire to attend church every week, every service, Lord, may be fulfilled. Please, Lord, may you grant it, Lord. Remembering our brother Vladimir coming back tomorrow night, lead him and guide him and give him a safe journey. Lord, be with us now as we go home. Until we meet again, we commit ourselves to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Give us a song.
Victory is mine.
Oh, victory is mine.
Oh, victory today is mine.
Oh, I've to get behind me.
Oh, victory today is mine.
Oh, joy is mine.
Joy is mine.
Oh,
joy
today is mine.
For I've chosen to get behind me.
Joy today is mine.
Oh, peace is mine.